You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO at 102.7 FM.
Israeli Apartheid Week, IAW, began in Canada. Now it is an annual series of events held in cities and campuses across the globe. The aim of the IAW is to educate people about the nature of Israel as an apartheid system and to build boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaigns as part of a growing global BDS movement. March 2010 marked the sixth year of IAW events, but in Manitoba it was the first year that events were organized in that province. Brian Latour, an engineering student at the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg, was one of those who initiated and organized events on his campus. And Brian joins me this morning by phone from Winnipeg. Good morning, and welcome to Red Eye.
Good morning. Thanks. Nice to be here.
Yeah, nice to talk to you. Now, this was the first year for the Israel Apartheid Week in Manitoba. How ambitious were your plans starting out?
Well, they actually kind of grew as we started trying to figure out what exactly we wanted to do. Eventually, they expanded. We were originally going to maybe look at doing just one or two events and do some tabling throughout the whole week, but eventually they expanded to having four panel discussions and a hip-hop show on campus. So I'd say they were pretty ambitious for a first year, especially considering we had to kind of start from scratch almost, because while there is like some really good Palestinian solidarity organizing going on in Winnipeg, there's not much of it was very campus-based before this.
So it sounds like that you had enough people who were interested in getting that organized to really get the ball rolling.
We had a lot of support from organizations like Canada Palestine Support Network and Independent Jewish Voices off campus, and yeah, we managed to get enough people together on campus to pull off a really, really amazing week.
Did you face any opposition in the run up to the week?
Well, fortunately, like, the university administration didn't really stand in our way on anything. They had some concerns, but I think we managed to alleviate those concerns. In the run up to IAW, however, basically, once B'nai B'rith found out that IAW was happening in Winnipeg, they sent an email to all the university presidents. You know, it contained, you know, the usual kind of slander against IAW, you know, saying it's anti-Semitic and saying it's threatening Jewish students, which isn't true, and, you know, demanding that they cancel it. And they, you know, tried to do a letter-writing campaign to university administrations, trying to get them to ban IAW. Fortunately, the U of M didn't really make any moves against us. Kind of ignored their demands. And I'd say that was the main opposition before the week. The Jewish Federation of Winnipeg also did a press conference. Opposing IAW, but not calling for it to be shut down, just opposing the message.
So once the week got started, what kind of response and engagement did you get from students on the ground?
I'd say it was pretty good. I think we had a lot of people coming to our table, a lot of people interested. You know, we had a lot of good conversations. We had some pretty good attendance at our events, so I'd say that we did have a lot of students who were engaged with IAW this year, and you know, we hope to go bigger next year.
Now, there was a motion to denounce Israel Apartheid Week presented in the Manitoba Legislature. What happened there?
Essentially what happened was the Thursday before Israeli Apartheid Week, Heather Stephenson, an MLA, a conservative MLA, basically decided to kind of copy Peter Sherman's motion in Ontario denouncing Israeli Apartheid Week. So she put out a press release announcing this, her intention. She didn't get around to bringing up the motion until April 15th because, you know, the legislature wasn't in session, and then, you know, there was the budget and the throne speech and all that stuff. So what happened there was essentially she introduced the motion in the Manitoba legislature. You know, they had their debate on the motion. You know, the motion itself was pretty ridiculous. It had all these, you know, all the typical false accusations against IAW. You know, it also said, one of the things I found it really ironic was that it said that the term apartheid is offensive to South Africans, as if, you know, while many prominent South Africans have came out and called it apartheid, and, you know, it's ironic that these Tories are trying to appropriate their voices. And essentially, like, the debate in the legislature, it seemed as though, you know, there wasn't a heck of a lot of support for IAW in the legislature. A lot of politicians condemned it, you know, some in pretty ridiculous terms, like MLA Ron Schuler made Nazi analogies. And we essentially what happened was the NDP kind of continued speaking, and they didn't get the resolution to a vote. So it's kind of in a bit of a legislative purgatory right now.
How did the media locally cover Israel Apartheid Week?
I'd say, you know, like, the media, as everywhere, you know how corporate media is. It has all these influences and whatnot. I found that it wasn't too terrible. You know, we did kind of get a chance to get our word out, although I felt as though we weren't able to really get our issues out as much as, you know, this whole kind of narrative of, you know, the accusations of anti-Semitism was the biggest thing. But, you know, we were able to counter those accusations in the media, and we were able to get our point across in, you know, student media, and even we noted that some of the small town media was sympathetic to us regarding Stephenson's motion.
Sounds like you made some headway there in getting that across in the media. Now, the student council passed a motion. What was their stance?
Basically, about the week after Heather Stephenson brought the motion to the legislature, the University of Manitoba Students Union, which represents around 23,000 students, they passed a motion which supported students' rights to organize against all systems of oppression, including apartheid, and also directed the executive to, you know, write a letter to the Manitoba politicians regarding the motion in the Manitoba legislature. And it passed almost unanimously. So it just goes to show that, you know, how people on campus who actually, you know, were around during IAW, how they're, you know, supportive of our rights to hold IAW, because just students' rights to organize is a very important issue because they're under attack from all sorts of different directions.
Well, now that you've kind of completed the first week with Israel Apartheid Week, how did you feel about it overall? Did you feel it was a success?
I thought it was a really big success, especially for, you know, the first time in Winnipeg, and you know, Winnipeg's a bit of a kind of isolated city in a lot of ways. So, you know, it was a really, really big success in bringing it to Winnipeg and having, you know, five really good events planned out, and just also kind of building up kind of a community, building up sort of Palestinian solidarity presence on the U of M campus. I thought it was definitely a success.
Well, thank you very much, Brian, and congratulations on the successes of the week.
Thanks.
I've been speaking with Brian Latour in Winnipeg. He was one of the organizers of Israel Apartheid Week at the University of Manitoba this past March.